To the Ilma came out this morning.
Are you
getting ready for the Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bamidbar? And of course, Erev Shavuos, the first day of the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. And we know the Gemara tells us that the Tocha is read before the Yemei Adin, to Yemei Adin. Yemei Adin, of course, is Rosh Hashanah, and the Yemei Adin of Paris Elon of Shavuos. But the Tocha can't be. Right immediately prior to the Yemei Adin, you need to have a buffer. And a buffer, of course, for Rosh Hashanah is Parsha Nitzavim. It certainly deals with Tshuva. And Parsha B'Midbar has to be the buffer. It has to interrupt between the Tocha and the Yemei Adin of Shavuos. And what's special about B'Midbar? What does B'Midbar help us in terms of Kabbalah Satorah? And the answer is, the Midrash starts with the counting of Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi tells us, the Pasuk says, Usrosh Kodas Bnei Yisrael, Tifkidu Osom, and Tzivosom, as Rashi says right away, why are the Jewish people being counted now in the Midbar? It says Rashi, Mitochi Boson, the fun of Moine Osom Kol Shah, Vuka Odom Hamachavi Chapotim, Vusyomim, Vumone Osom Kol Shah, Vishal Liros, Imlo Chasero. Kodesh Baruch Hu counts us because he loves us. Each and every one of us is special. Each and every one of us is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one of us is significant. We know that there are 600,000 Jewish neshamos, 600,000 letters in Torah. If one letter of the Torah is missing, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. We're all part of this fabric. There's all part of this fabric called Klal Yisrael. And we're all special. We know that the Jewish people is compared to stars. What's the comparison to stars? The Chiddush HaRim explains that you see a star from afar, it's tiny. But as you get closer and closer, you see how big it is. You see how significant it is as an individual. We're counting Bnei Yisrael because we need to know that what's happening on Monday and Tuesday, Machlokas and Gemara, when the Kabbalah Satorah happened, is not just the Kabbalah Satorah to the Jewish people as a whole, but each and every individual is having a chasana with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, having a chasana with the Torah. Yisrael, V'yaraisa, V'kudshbri, Chuchadhu, we're all one. And it's not just, okay, well, there is obviously an element of being part of the Klal Yisrael as a whole, but each individual is significant. If one letter in the Torah is missing, it's possible. If one Jew is not fulfilling his mission, something is missing. And Rosh Feinstein highlights this Nekuda, and he says, this is why we have to read Bamidbar before Kabbalah Satorah, before Shavuos. Because what are we going to think? We think, my Torah, well, that's not important. You know what? He's learning, my Rebbe's learning, the Rosh Hashiva's learning, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is learning, everybody else is learning, what do I need to learn? No, it doesn't work like that. Each and every person has to be Kabbalah Torah on his own. You should never think that he's not significant. And that's the Lashon of Su'u. Su'u is to raise up. Right, there are many different terms, many different words that can be used to count. To be sofer, to be moneh. But su has a connotation that you raise up. When the Jewish people are counted, it elevates them. You know, we're at a time in Jewish history, I feel like, you know, I've been here so, you know, been involved in chinuch so many years. And, you know, Klal Yisrael goes through challenges very, very often. And, but the truth is, it's all related to Kabbalah Satorah. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Lashon of Sinah. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara tells us, where does the Lashon of Har Sinai come from? My Har Sinai? Sheyor the Sinah La'akum. Right? Even though Samech, Sinai is spelled with Samech, Samech and the Sinah interchangeable, it's called Sinai. Why? Sheyor the Sinah La'akum Olaf. And what does it actually say? Sinah La'akum, Shalom Kibbul Bo Torah. They're jealous of us. This is not, it's not coincidental that we have many enemies. And it's also, I think it's somewhat comforting. This is not like some random group of people are waking up and have like, you know, their own internal like issue with us. It's godly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when I gave you the Torah, they got jealous. It's the reality. You're the sin of Olam. It's called Har Sinai. And we have to remember that. This is not a random person just saying, okay, I have a reason. I think I heard this once. Somebody wrote a thesis about anti-Semitism, and their conclusion was, it defies logic. We know it defies logic. We know it defies any normal logic. Why? It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all part of the master plan. Again, it's to keep us on our toes. We don't understand, obviously we don't understand specifics, we don't understand why things happen per se, but it's a fact of life. And when you realize that, when you realize everything's b'hashgacha, everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supervision of the world, so then you look at it differently. It's not the pshat, oh, okay, so fine, so we need more police. That may be true in terms of hishtadlus, but in the we understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, he's osa osa v'yasa, he's being mashgiach al kolam kulo, so then, you know what you say to yourself? As an individual, not as a Jewish people, I need to do better, I need to do more. Because that's what Parshas Bamidbar, what does it mean to count the Jewish people? Well, if one person's missing, and you read the numbers, then one person's missing, then the number is different. Each individual counts. And a person can say to himself, okay, so, you know, I look to my right, I look to my left, they're not being misurim and tshuva, they're not working on themselves, they're not changing themselves because of what's going on in the world. It does make a difference. The person has to know the mission of us. The mission of us tells us, I had it open before, but said it again. I'll try to find it again. Right? You know, it's a song for some people. Right? Says the mission, Perek Beis. I think it's Perek Beis at the end. Yeah, Chofalav. Lo alecha hamlacholigmor. It's not upon you to finish the work. You don't think all of a sudden we're going to sit and learn for 2 hours, we're going to sit and learn for 3 hours, we're going to do, you know, I'm going to excel Benam Lechver. All of a sudden, you know, there'll be shalom and peace, and the Beis HaMikdash will be here. In seconds. Lo alecha hamlacholigmor. However, lo ata ben chorin lihivot tel miyana. You're not absolved from doing anything about it. A person could say, you know, this is Parshas Bamidbar. Every single person counts. And when you count, you realize you count, then you feel important. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu counts you. You're a star, mamish. You don't look like, you don't feel like a star because you're far away. But you're shy. If you get closer and closer and closer, and the way Hashem looks at us, each one of us is a star and has a tremendous hashpa on Klal Yisrael, right? And then what's the next words? In Larato, next words. Learning Torah, Talmud Torah connected to Kulam. Yesterday in the middle of Shir, I was just thinking about all the challenges that we're going through, Jewish people as a whole, and saying to myself while I'm learning, there's nothing better that you can do for the Jewish people. You're taking all the very intense and scary and difficult and painful messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us, and you say, I get the message. If you're learning Torah, if you're davening well, and if you're excelling in Me'on L'Chavero, and if you're being Nosi Bo'olam Chavero, so you can say, I understand. Yato Choli, right? Yato Choli, right? What's the lesson? Just get it straight. Right? Lo ata ben chorin lihivot tel miyana. I'm not being mivatu mimena. I know lo alecha hamlacha l'gemor. I know by me going ahead and doing the right thing, I'm okay. But I'm not ben chorin lihivot tel miyana. I know these are all messages for me as an individual. We're all part of this great unit called Klal Yisrael. And this is the pshan in the Parashat Bamidbar. I actually heard this on a shiur this week, and I saw it written up. The Chozel of Glin writes, why is it in last week's parasha, right after the Tokacha, what comes after is Erchin? Why? Because a person can read the Tokacha and say, Jewish people in so much pain. Right? We read yesterday in Kol Shah, those of you that remember the Gemara, the pasuk tells us that they were so poor, they had no wood, right? They needed, it was one oven for 10 women. Right there, that's how we darshan that it says taner and it says lechem. That's how you know the order of something to be chayim and chala. Right, it needs to be baked in an oven. But what was that pasuk talking about? Right, one oven for 10 women to bake bread. It's tocha is very very difficult, very depressing. But right after the tocha, what happens? We learn about the erchin, the value of each and every Jew. Every Jew is valuable, and that's one of our biggest challenges on an individual basis. A person thinks, you know what, I don't make a big difference. Come on. The Gemara tells us, Ein Peronius Boli Elo Mishav Yisrael. Bad things don't happen in the world at large, except for the Jewish people. And Kal V'Chomer to the Jewish people itself. But that's the key. A person shouldn't say, you know what, yeah, I'm going to learn for an extra 5 minutes. It's really going to help the Jewish people. And the answer is, it is. You can know internally, you know, Klape Shemaya, in terms of our mission in this world, that you as an individual took the message. And that's all you have to do. That's all you have to know. And you know what? I do believe. You know, you won't see it in the news. You won't say, okay, you know, Yankel or whoever, his extra 5 minutes or his extra kavana davening saved a person from death, or perhaps he wasn't critically injured, he was only moderately injured. We will never know, but one thing is for sure: we know be'emunah shlema that our avoda helps Klal Yisrael. It does. Whatever we do, we are getting the messages 100%. And I think that's what we have to think about during these times. They're very difficult times. We don't know Ikvus HaMashiach. Who knows? And that's actually my wife is telling me she read a Holocaust book. Very Elshin recommends it, highly recommends it. To Vanquish the Dragon. It's a very very intense book. I think Elshin holds it. I don't want to say the best, but a very very good book. And she writes that one of the most challenging things about the Holocaust is that it was obviously beyond painful, and they thought, like, in the middle, that Mashiach must be coming. Like, Mashiach, it's so terrible, it's so painful, it must be coming. And I think that was also, I mean, it's Hashem, hopefully, you know, the Geula is around the corner, but as it's Hashem, that's what we hope. But what we have to do is have to mechazik in our emunah, we have to mechazik in our avoda. That's another nekuda. We say, oh, we need Mashiach. That's true, and we want Mashiach. First of all, many have said that you don't say, okay, Mashiach, we need you because we're in so much trouble. What we need Mashiach for is to increase Kavod Shemayim in this world. That's what we want. We want to be the vehicle to bring more Kavod Shemayim in this world. So we should say, when we hear about all the pain that Klal Yisrael is going through during these days, our reaction has to be, Hashem, we get the message. We have to improve. That's what we have to do. And we have to remind ourselves and internalize, we make a difference. We're getting the message. Your friend over here, they're clueless. They're in the dark. They have no idea. They're not changing. And therefore, maybe, who knows, if my changes and my extra brachot kavana, my extra ben al chaver, my extra learning is not so significant. The answer is it is significant. That's what Hashem is doing right now. He's sending each and every one of us, number one, a national message, but there's no such thing as a nation without, right? Ein melech below am. There's no king without a nation, and there's no am without each individual person. This is what Sefer Midbar starts off with, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, right? Why does he count us all the time? Because he loves us. Why does he love us? Because each and every one of us is special in his eyes. And this is what we have to do. We have to understand that we are accepting the Torah, obviously, ki ishechad b'levechad, as a unit, but we're a unit made up of each and every one of us as an individual. And I look around the room and I see such a B'nai Torah, such beautiful guys. Guys who are steiging and growing. You guys are all doing it. You're all Baruch Hashem getting the messages. We just and now, Kabbalah Satura, this is the time. Obviously, we have both the positive element that, you know, Shavuos is the time of Kabbalah Satura, and also time of challenges where our brothers, our mamish, in Eretz Yisrael, scared to walk out of their houses in certain cities. It's unbelievable. It's a pachad. It's beyond human comprehension. It's frightening. But there's hashgacha pratis in every single thing in life. And also, you know, the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Einei Hashem elokocha bo, Mereishis Hashanah Rach Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are fixated. Einei Hashem elokocha bo, Mereishis Hashanah Rach Hashanah. The level of hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael supersedes the hashgacha that exists all over the world. There's pain. Yeah, there's pain. But one thing we do know, it's b'hashgach u'nifla. We say in Mizmul David, most of us say Shal Shuris, Gam kielech b'geit samoves. Even though I walk in the valley of death, I'm not afraid. Why am I not afraid? Kiato imodi. Not because it's going to be good, and it's going to be painless, it's going to be gishmak. Kiato imodi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with me. I'll just say over one more thing, just to focus on that nekuda for a second. Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro from North Miami Beach spoke to women this past week on Monday night. So I was listening to it live, and he said over from Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. Again, about what happened 2 weeks. I don't know if anybody heard this already. He said over one thing to perhaps focus on is everybody needs to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? You think about Hashem more. You daven more, you talk to Hashem more, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No time better than to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matana Toiva that He gave us, the Torah. We should all be Zoche to work on ourselves, to get the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through inspiring ourselves and getting the message and improving little by little by little. It should be a schus for us as individuals as a community, as your families, your communities, and all Klal Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem. And we zoche Be'ezus Hashem to see the Gula Shlema. V'yomer L'tzeres Seinu Dai. Have a great Shabbos and a great Yom Tov.